This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Do you ever wake up on the wrong side of the bed? New survey finds we wake up on the wrong side 300 times a year, which basically means we only have 65 good mornings a year. Not at all true for me. So why are these grouches waking up in a bad mood? Not getting a good night's sleep, of course. According to the survey, Americans only spend about 25% of the year getting a full night's rest. Research found most adults wake up two times a night for an average of 45 minutes each time. That means you're losing an hour and a half of sleep every night. 72% of those surveyed said they need more sleep and better quality sleep. So what's waking us up? A partner snoring or tossing and turning. The temperature in the room, either too cold or too hot. Outside noises, bad dreams, and or stress. Bottom line, people aren't sleeping well. So they're waking up grumpy. Now, here's the new social justice outrage for the season. Apparently, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is bullied and shamed by Santa and the other reindeer, and even forced by his parents to wear a fake black nose to hide his unique difference. You just knew it had to happen. There's a burger joint in Evanston, Illinois, being celebrated this holiday season for its peanut butter and bacon sandwich. The PB&B has become a big hit at Edzo's Burger Shop. The owners hope it becomes a holiday tradition for visiting customers. What do you think? Delicious or disgusting? I'd try it. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Part 2. We're headed for a French fry shortage. Seems the wet, cold weather has damaged this year's potato crop, which is leading to the greatest shortage since 2010. So brace yourself. Who's a bad boy? A Siberian Husky who nearly burned out his family's home in England by turning on the microwave and setting a kitchen fire. This pooch got a little too frisky while home alone, climbed onto the counter only to trigger the appliance and ignite a plastic-wrapped package of rolls stored inside. The owners, who were not at home at the time, got alerted to the fire by an app on the family mobile phone. And not only did they hear about the blaze, they also got to see it from a camera view that was set up in the house, which suffered severe damage. Fire department official blamed the owners for the incident, saying it demonstrates that microwaves shouldn't be used to store food when they aren't in use. Animals or children can turn them on more easily than you might think. Guess it makes sense. Folks were recently asked to rank the worst possible gifts you can get. Top five include a coffee mug, a collection of lotions, socks, popcorn, and the number one thing, shower gel. Yeah, I like popcorn and socks. Poll also asked people about specific bad gifts they've gotten. The lowlights include a huge rubber ducky, a paperclip necklace, aluminum flip-flops, and a box of corks. All right. Hey, the South Shore Concert Band is in concert this Sunday afternoon. Concert entitled In the Holiday Spirit, 2 o'clock at the Mendel Center at Lake Michigan College in Benton Harbor. Get all you need to know about the South Shore Concert Band and the upcoming Sunday concert at SouthShoreConcertBand.com. Have quite a few friends that play in that band. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a woman who bought what she thought was a $10 baby bouncer from Goodwill was shocked to instead find a loaded semi-automatic rifle inside. Veronica Alvarez Rodriguez says she stopped into the store on her way to a baby shower and purchased the unopened baby accessory. When the soon-to-be dad opened the gift, he was stunned and says, "You guys got me a gun?" Inside was a rifle with live ammo. Fortunately, many of the dads at the shower were military vets, so the weapon landed in safe hands. But still, it unknown how the rifle ended up in the baby bouncer box at a Goodwill store. Police took custody of the weapon. We'll hold it for 90 days while they investigate. That is another week of the Daily Buzz. I gladly accept buzzable material from you. Just email it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. There's a drop box outside the building if it's at night or over the weekend. Or if you see something on the internet, copy and paste the link and send it to me, either by email or post it on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at all the great podcasting outlets like Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.